Welcome back. The Obama administration's Affordable Care Act is being challenged on many fronts and in many ways. Missouri voters will have a chance to weigh in on one controversial aspect of the ACA on Tuesday. They will decide Proposition E. It would prohibit establishing health insurance exchanges without either a vote of the people or legislative approval. Joining us to talk about the pluses and minuses are Jennifer Birsdale, a board member for Missouri Healthcare for All. She supports Prop E. And State Senator Jim Lemke of South St. Louis County. He does not. Thank you both so much for being with us. Ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to welcome. Good to have you. Jen, let me start with you, and I'll put it the same way to the senator in a moment, but just make your best case right now for Prop E.
So I actually want to clarify on both of our behalf that the senator supports Proposition E and Missouri Healthcare for All opposes Proposition
well,
E.
Well, forgive me for that. I apologize. My deepest regrets. Sorry.
That's all right.
Well, make your best case.
Great. So Proposition E, in the view of Missouri Healthcare for All and a lot of people who support health reform, is unfortunately another political attempt to use the Affordable Care Act in politics, to play politics with people's health care, rather than working to improve the health care system for the benefit of all. So health insurance exchanges are a part of the Affordable Care Act that will allow people to comparison shop for health insurance, to get clear information about the plans that they're choosing, and also to have new protections for consumers. So people won't be able to be denied health insurance because of a pre-existing condition. Women won't be able to be charged more than men just because they're women. And certain services like maternity care that are often not covered in individual plans today will have to be covered. The thing about Proposition E is it actually is going to have very little practical effect on whether or not Missouri has a health insurance exchange. The way the bill is written, if Missouri doesn't create our own health insurance exchange, the federal government will set one up for us. So we oppose Proposition E because we support the creation of a health insurance exchange, but we actually don't think it's going to have a big impact on people's health care. And we would like to see people vote against Proposition E and see our elected officials work toward making our health care system better rather than using the law that passed for politics.
Senator?
Thanks, Don. Well, I think that this is a natural extension of Proposition C, where over 70% of Missourians voted that they didn't want to have anything to do with the Affordable Care Act in the state of Missouri. And this gives the people another opportunity to voice their concerns and let their position be known. Quite frankly, I was involved with a couple of my colleagues, two other senators, going into a meeting where on the agenda the governor was circumventing the legislative process as far as putting a health an exchange into place in the state of Missouri and was going to do it through one of his agencies. So this is really an opportunity, again, for the people of Missouri to speak on this issue. And, you know, we live in a republic, and we elect our elected officials to go to Jeff City and make these decisions. Now, if we have the debate and we establish the exchange in Missouri under the Affordable Care Act, then we should do that. And what Proposition E actually does, it says it's either going to be the legislature that does it or it's going to be the people of Missouri that do it. And we're one of the states in the country that have the initiative petition that allows for the law or the statutes to be changed in those two fashions, but not by a governor circumventing the legislative process.
You know, I think given the mistake that I made in the introduction here, I'd like to read the synopsis of this so that everyone is familiar with the language, because it obviously can tend to confuse somewhat. It says, shall Missouri law be amended to prohibit the governor or any state agency from establishing or operating state-based health insurance exchanges unless authorized by a voice of the people or by the legislature? So that's kind of what confused me with regard to support and non-support. Jen, did you want to respond to the senator?
Sure, I would love to. Actually, one of the things that you said is that Proposition E is another way for people to voice their opinion on the Affordable Care Act or something to that effect. And I think actually that's sort of true, is we have a proposition that's not going to have an impact on people's health care. It is set up as a way for people who maybe are still confused about the law or would like to make a statement about it. They have a way to do so. But it doesn't do anything to make people's access to health care better. And we would rather see people working to make access to health care better. And it's actually, the governor has not tried to set up an exchange. He has said he will not be setting up an exchange. And Proposition E is not going to limit it to the legislature or a vote of the people setting up an exchange, because it has nothing to do with the fact that if we don't set up an exchange, the federal government will set one up for us, and Missourians will get the benefits that an exchange is going to bring us.
All right, Senator.
Well, I think that this is a discussion and a debate that is worth having, actually. And I think that myself, my colleagues on both sides of the aisle in Jefferson City are very interested in talking about health care for all Missourians and doing that at a state level. I think that it is the will of the people. I know it's the will of the people because of the vote that we have, that they don't want the Affordable Care Act to be implemented in the state of Missouri. I believe that Missouri can sit down and work through this issue and really develop a template that will that the rest of the country will emulate in how we make health care for Missourians more affordable, more accessible, more transparent. I think there are many things that we can be doing at the state level, and I think we should be doing them. But what we shouldn't be doing is having a governor, and you say that he has said that he won't establish it, but it was on the agenda in one of his agencies, and they were going to vote to take the first grant to establish the exchange in the state of Missouri. And because of myself and two other senators that sat in on that meeting and said, don't take this vote, they did not vote on it.
So working to accept a grant that would help us modernize our health insurance system is actually a far cry from actually setting up an exchange.
It is the first step.
We could quibble over that, but I think the bigger point here is that the folks who are trying to advance this initiative, who are opposed to the Affordable Care Act, haven't put out any kind of a comprehensive plan that's going to improve access to health insurance the way the Affordable Care Act does and the way that health insurance exchanges will. This is a model that has worked in Massachusetts. It is helping people get better access to health insurance. It actually is a model that comes from the Republican Party in its origin, so it is not a Democratic idea, but it's an idea now that folks from both sides of the aisle at one point or another have said this is a good way for people to have better access to health insurance. It keeps the private insurance companies in the game, which a lot of people I think would like to see, but it just gives people better information, better access.
I would like to ask members of the audience if they have any questions, so please fill out those cards and get them to me, and we'll take them just as quickly as we can. Senator, a lot of people who look at this proposal and look at your position on it think that the real objective is to just undermine overall the Affordable Care Act, to erode it, to begin eroding it through this tactic.
Well, Don, what I've seen, at least the feedback that I've received from my constituents, what I've seen from the voters of Missouri and what we've seen in the General Assembly, this piece of legislation actually passed with votes of 25 senators in the Senate and 108 out of 164 representatives in the House. That is, we are the people's representatives, and so we have more or less spoken on their behalf. What I've seen over the last 10 years in Missouri is that we are working towards some plan and concepts in Missouri to make health care more accessible. Let me just give you an example. Over the last 10 years, we've developed a series of health care centers across the state called federally qualified health care centers. We now have 181 health care centers across the state where any Missourian can access their health care, whether they have insurance or don't have insurance. I've voted for the appropriation for those every year. We've expanded those every year. Their usage has gone up every year. I think we need to do more of that. We put in this appropriation, we put $12 million into the budget for those this year. I think we need to expand on that. I think we need to have more of those across the state so that people can access. That's just one area. I believe that we need to sit down as Missourians and we need to come up with a plan that's good for our state and for all Missourians. I don't think it has to come out of Washington, D.C. I think that we can do much better. Now, one aspect of the Affordable Care Act is that the states will have to expand or make a decision on whether they're going to expand their Medicaid program. In Missouri, the estimates would be, if we do so, it would add another 410,000 Missourians to Medicaid. Don, that will break the bank. We will not be able to afford that. We currently have about 950,000 Missourians on our Medicaid program. It makes up over a third of our budget, $8.5 billion, and the growth rate in our Medicaid program over the last 5 years has been about $250 million each year. It uses each new dollar that we've actually generated in tax dollars. And there's, you know, and we have a lot of different priorities across our budget. If we add 410,000 Missourians to our Medicaid program, it will break the budget.
So I'd like to respond to a couple of things that the senator said. First, I'm glad to hear that we share a love for our federally qualified health centers. They do great work, and they've gotten a lot of new funding thanks to the Affordable Care Act. So that actually is bringing in federal dollars to help those centers serve more Missourians. Proposition E, I want to make very clear, has nothing to do with the Medicaid expansion. It talks about the exchanges part of the Affordable Care Act only. As I've said, I don't believe that it actually will have anything to do with whether or not we have exchanges. But I'm glad that the senator brought up the Medicaid expansion, because it is going to be an important conversation for this state in the coming year. My hope and my concern, seeing how partisan our conversations have been so far, is that our elected officials on both sides of the aisle will really study the issue and look at it carefully before just opposing it because it came out of the Affordable Care Act. And I want to make sure we're clear also that 100% of the cost of that Medicaid expansion for the first 3 years would come from the federal government, and long-term, 90% of it comes from the federal government. So not only would we have thousands of Missourians who currently have no access to health insurance getting insurance, which is a better way for our system to be providing health care to people. It allows us to provide treatment and testing and early intervention before people show up at the emergency room for expensive emergency care. We're also talking about bringing millions of dollars into the state to hire more nurses, to hire more hospital employees. That's jobs coming into the state, and it's a way to get Missourians better access to health care. So I think that it's a win-win, but mostly at this point, I hope that we can count on our elected officials to really study what it means for the state of Missouri to look at that expansion rather than just taking another partisan look at, you know, the fact that it came from the Affordable Care Act.
We have a question here from Alice, and before I take the question, I'd like to remind our audience at home that they are listening to our town hall discussion of the propositions and constitutional amendment on the Missouri ballot next week. And I'll take this question here from Alice, who says, access to affordable health care has been a problem for decades, so why didn't Missouri create better access before this? Senator, I guess maybe that should go to you.
Well, you know, again,
Massachusetts did it.
I mean, I've been in the legislature for 10 years. Mm-hmm. We've been expanding and put in place these healthcare clinics over that period of time. I've always been supportive of it. I'm always receptive to having the discussion on how can we do things better in Missouri. But I think that it has to be, you know, I believe that our founders, you know, believed that the states would be laboratories of democracy, that we weren't all going to be, you know, exactly the same, that we would compete for freedom. I think that we can do it better than Massachusetts. Okay, I don't think that we need to have Washington, D.C. tell us how that we're going to do health care in our state. And I believe that there are public servants on both sides of the aisle that are very interested in continuing to have these discussions. I've met with healthcare providers and docs and nurses and people that want to do this in Missouri but don't want Washington, D.C. telling us how to do it.
So a natural question then would be why our legislators, and I believe you're one of them, Senator, have opposed setting up a Missouri-based exchange. We had a bipartisan bill come out of the Missouri House 2 years ago to set up an exchange that would have been a Missouri-based exchange with Missouri leadership setting up exactly what is best for Missouri, and it got stopped in the Senate. And because it got stopped and it hasn't passed since then, we are going to have Washington setting up our health insurance exchange in Missouri. I still think it's going to be a better system than we have now. It's going to bring greater access to people. But if the idea is that states do things better than Washington, then I'm not sure why we haven't already set one up in Missouri, or why members of the legislature have opposed setting up a system that's going to give people better access, better information, and better protections than they have now.
I have a question.
Can I respond to that?
No, of course.
You know, I really think that This is a process. I think whenever government moves fast, the taxpayers and the people lose. I think that there are plenty of things that we can do in reform in our state that will make access to health care better for all Missourians, more affordable for all Missourians, more transportable as far as their health care. I think there are plenty of things that we can do at the state level. I think the reason that the bill that was passed out of the House was rejected in the Senate, the House, quite frankly, passes a lot of legislation that never should see the light of day. Just because a bill passed out of the Missouri House doesn't mean that it should sail through the Senate. The Senate is supposed to be the more deliberative body to make sure that certain mistakes that come out of the House don't become law. As a matter of fact, I think one of the downsides of term limits is that, you know, we have a lot of legislators that just because of the rule of 82 and because the majority has 82 votes in the House and bills sail through there, that they necessarily should have a vote in the Senate. Well, I don't believe that. I believe the Senate should slow things down and make sure that what we're doing is good for the people of Missouri.
But we haven't seen slow, deliberate efforts in the Senate towards setting up a health insurance exchange or doing the kind of comprehensive health reform that we need. Health clinics are great. They're great for helping people get care. But if you have cancer and you need treatment, you need insurance. You need affordable insurance where you know you can't get dropped by your health insurance company, which has happened for years under our health insurance system, and where you have choices and can go get the best care you can. And we haven't seen slow, deliberate study by the Senate. We've seen deadlock. We've seen roadblocks put up rather than efforts to make the system better.
Don, I think that one good example would be in an area of reform would be the repeal of the CON. In the state of Missouri.
Explain what that is.
The CON is a certificate of need, and it's even hard for me to believe, and I've been a supporter of repealing the CON since I've been in the legislature. The idea that someone who wants to open a clinic or a surgical center or a small hospital actually has to go to the state and prove the need. Okay, so what's happening is competition is kept out of the marketplace. And quite frankly, the CON committee, which is full of legislators, you know, if the Siteman Center that's being built in my district right now, they had to go to that committee and get approval to be able to build that in the first district. And they actually had to come to me as the senator of that district. And whenever they've come to me for any kind of health care, you know, additional beds that would be good for my constituents. As a matter of fact, I've never said no. I've always said yes, because I think that it's good to have access to care. But it was in my power to say no. If some special interest, like another hospital, decided they didn't want that competition, we have a law in place that keeps it from happening. Those are the type of barriers that we need to address at the state level to make access more accessible to our constituents.
With all due respect, though, building more hospitals does not help people who don't have health insurance and can't afford to go to those hospitals. We have a basic problem where people can't get health insurance. They've done studies that show that we have 10 people dying in Missouri every week because they don't have health insurance to take care of them when they get sick. To me, that's a travesty. And we can't, you know, nickel and dime little things that might help 5 people here, 10 people there, you know, get access to a new hospital. We need a major reform like the Affordable Care Act to make a system that is more fair for everyone.
Senator, a question here. Would your state control model be paid for by Missouri taxpayers or with federal funds?
State control. I'm sorry, clarify.
Well, I can't clarify it beyond what I'm reading here. Would your state model be paid for by Missouri taxpayers?
You know, my state model, again, is about looking at the infrastructure of our healthcare system in Missouri and actually passing reforms in our legislature that makes it more competitive, more transparent. You know, things that work in the free market system in every other industry, but for some strange reason, we think they won't work in dispensing medical care. And so it is about reforming our laws as far as barriers put up by the state and actually barriers put up by the federal government. Really, what's wrong with our health care system is that 51 cents of every dollar is controlled by government, and government doesn't do anything well. or efficiently?
So right now, we keep talking about, or the senator keeps talking about these little changes, changes in the infrastructure.
I didn't say they were little changes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Changes of whatever size to the infrastructure of our healthcare system, those may be important. This is a field that continues to change. We all know that there is wonderful care available to people in America if you can afford it. But right now, the average cost of a family health insurance plan, if you're buying it on the individual market, not through an employer, can be $15,000 a year. And if you are a family of three, so two parents with one child, and you're making minimum wage, and you make $15,000 a year, you don't qualify for Medicaid in Missouri, but you certainly aren't going to spend 100% of your income on health insurance. So it's not the people that we're talking about, working people who can't get health insurance right now, makes it awfully hard for them to hold on to their jobs and to increase their economic self-sufficiency as well.
Don, I actually agree with that. But again, it's because we restrict competition in this area. We don't let the marketplace work. I feel for all of those families, and I have a lot of those families that live in the First District.
Yes, you do.
A very middle-class, working-class district. And so what we need to do is infuse, market concepts that works everyplace else. It'll work here also.
It will, and that's exactly what an exchange will do. An exchange is a marketplace where you can do comparison shopping. So I can go in and say, I have a family of three, these are our ages, none of us smoke, and we will get clear, accurate information. This Anthem plan will provide this coverage and it costs you this much. This United Healthcare plan will provide this coverage and cost you this much. So competition and choice and informed access is all, it's exactly what an exchange is about. It's not a government system. It is going to be private health insurance plans, but just with protections so consumers know that they're good plans and clear information so that they can make the choice and we can have better competition than we have now.
Do you have to qualify as an insurance company to be able to participate?
You have to provide the plans that meet with the consumer protections, but it is a voluntary system for both insurance companies and for consumers. If you are buying a plan you like right now through an insurance company, you can keep doing so. I work for a small nonprofit that has to buy our health insurance on the small group market, and it is nearly impossible to actually get good, accurate information about what the different plans will cost. We're very excited about the creation of a health insurance exchange. We think that it'll make it easier for us to find a plan that works for our agency, that works for our employees, and where we know that what we're getting is good information and good plans.
I'll give you about 15 seconds, Senator, to put a cap on it, as Jen just has done.
Yeah, I think that Proposition E, again, gives the voters an opportunity. I think Jen's correct. I mean, it really doesn't do anything as far as helping us in the process of having this debate. But I do believe it allows the people to say, listen, if we are going to do this, it's going to be done through the legislative process or through a vote of the people.
Going to have to leave it at that. Thank you so much, Jen Bursdale, for being with us. And Senator Lemke, thank you for being with us. Those of you who would like to receive a daily email update with the latest political news affecting Missouri and Illinois, by the way, can join Beyond November. Go to beyondnovember.org to subscribe to a daily email that I've just described. Thank you both so much for being with us.
Thank you, Don.
A reminder, you can find more information about the current election cycle at beyondnovember.org. Tomorrow on St. Louis on the Air, we continue our discussion of statewide ballot issues, look at Proposition B, raise the tax on tobacco products, and Amendment 3, change the way some judges are selected. We invite you back here next Wednesday when at 11 we'll take a look at the results of the election the previous day. Archived versions of past St. Louis on the Air programs available for download or podcast at stlpublicradio.org. Thank you all so much for listening and for being with us in the audience. I'm Don Marsh. Thank you.